Houston. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I got a girl with hell for me. Well, at least she said she'd be. I got a home and a big warm bed and a feather pillow for my head. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Going back to Houston, Houston.
Now, where else around here can you have a playlist that starts off with Little Billy Lost and then ends with Dean Martin? I ask you, huh? Yes, we just finished up with them Dean Martin with Houston, released in 1965, a song written by, I believe, Lee Hazelwood. Because, hey, we're going back to Houston, the Red Sox. For the pennant, so go Sox. But we started things off with Little Billy Lost, with Dancing with the Devil You Know, self-released by them, 2021. And I highly recommend checking out Little Billy Lost on Bandcamp. Like I said, they have an album. It's in the works to be released, so let's hope it gets released soon so we can play it here at MFO on Strike the Box. The Beatles with rock and roll music. At least on a couple LPs. I'm trying to remember if it was the UK version. Might have been Beatles for Sale. In the American version off of Capitol, it was Beatles 65. And were we all screaming up at the top of our lungs, along with John Lennon there, singing along? Bob Seger System with Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, 1968 release. A record that is no longer in print. I have a copy on CD that is an import. Miss Ludella Black with Till You Lie in Your Grave off of Damaged Good Records from 2018. Big thank you to Bill Kelly who sent that along. Hopefully you are enjoying the show. We are in the second hour here of Strike the Box. Getting some good feedback on the Strike the Box radio show group out there. So please let people know. A big shout out to Justine Cobalt of Justine and the Unclean, or Justine's Black Threads. It was an extra in a video on Monday at the Plow and Stars. And I believe there's some good music coming up tonight at the Plow and Stars. I should look it up, but I'm running around trying to figure out what to play this for the set, next set. I know I have some new music coming up. Like I said, I am Chris. This is Strike the Box. Make sure I fade up the right fader here. Okay, bye-bye for now.
They said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. They're sure to look someone bad. So until you get to grandma's place, I think you ought to walk with me and be safe. I'm gonna keep my sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Oh, what a big heart I have, the better to love you with. Little Red Riding Hood, even bad.
Okay, all right. Now, way back when, don't worry, we've still got a show going on here, but way back when, I used to do a segment called Redo, which was a blatant ripoff of Daily Double from the Underground Garage. A lot of people liked it. I kind of stopped it because, you know, I wanted to cram more music in. But I just got a phone call for a request. Request. It's tough talking with this mask on. Kevin from Malden, who has called into my show, we're talking way back when, you know, in the 2000-aughts. Called in, wanted to hear a double blast of a song. I can't tell you because the FCC tells me that I'm not allowed to tell you what song is coming up next for fear that you may hit play and record it that way. Anyways, so Kevin called in. So I'm glad to hear that Kevin's still out there. Glad that he's still calling in. And Kevin, this redo is for you.
Wait.
this week's redo was Dizzy. Song originally done by Tommy Rowe back in 1968. Trying to see, it made it to the number one in the U.S. Billboard charts. Computer says it was released in 1970, but if I read Wikipedia right here, it says 1968, so the computer's wrong. We followed it up by Rita Chow's version from China. I don't know what year it was released. Obviously, it was in the 60s. It was off of EMI. Sadly, she passed away in 2014 at the age of 84. But a popular star from Singapore in the 60s. So thanks from Kevin from Malden calling in. We started things off, though. Who did we start off with? I believe it was Sam and the Sham. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs with Little Red Riding Hood. The Dirty Truckers. Yes, those Dirty Truckers with Dealer's Choice. Rebel Rouse's EP from Rum Bar Records. I believe it's a re-release. Ran into Tom Baker on Monday. Very nice person. He may be a guest DJ coming up when I get the time to resurrect that format that I had, or that segment. Been very busy these days. But I am trying to line up some guest DJs coming up, probably starting in November, so hopefully we can get that started again. La Paste with Better Off Dead from 1978. I got that off the compilation Do-It-Yourself Mass Ave, the Boston Scene, off of Rhino Records. It's because Steve and I were talking about La Paste on Monday. And as I said, we finished up with some Tommy Rowe and Rita Chow doing Dizzy. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box. Who do I have coming up next? I have something. Oh, yeah. New music from Big Star Records coming up next. And don't forget to check out the Strike the Box radio show group on WMFO in there. Just if you're on Facebook, just type in Strike the Box Radio Show, WMFO.
Thank you. asked me if I used X69. I told them, certainly, darling, where else would I shop for my records? Only Leopold's has X69. Now, when I spend my record dollar, I don't want it sitting in the pocket of some fat capitalist. I want it recycled. And that's what X69 does. It recycles the money into the pockets of the community groups. So take it from me, darlings, I wouldn't be caught dead in another record store, no matter what hypes they used. It's only X69 for me, and that's Leopold's Records, darling. So believe me, 2518A Durant in Berkeley is where it's at. X69.
Only Leopold has X69. Makes your money go further.
X69, you got it, baby. Keep it.
This is the first time I'm come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Of Sound with Zombie Century off of their Museum of Tomorrow CD from Big Star Records. We started things off though with the brother Steve with Griffith Observatory from their album Dose, also off of Big Star Records. So we started and finished with some Big Star artists. The Equals, Baby Come Back, from their self-titled The Equals, Baby Come Back LP, I guess, 1968 RCA. The Heartbreakers with Born to Lose from 1977, got it off my compilation of Do-It-Yourself, Blank Generation, The New York Scene. And the Dave Clark 5 with Catch Us If You Can from 1964. Hey, it's storm season, I think. With power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year, so be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your home. Public service message from WMFO Memphis Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, so make sure you do what you have to. Yep. We're turning the home stretch here, so you should just get back to the music. I'm hearing that the Boston Globe is on the mayor's race there. Was critical of what's her name's accent. Not Woo's, but the one born in Boston. What's wrong with the Bostonian accent? I happen to like my Bostonian accent. I grew up in Jamaica Plain, or as we refer to it, JP. And I am proud to speak Bostonian. The rest of you, I don't know what you speak, but it's not right. I know, enough of me. Let's get back to the music. What do I have queued up? Oh, I got to have this queued up, I think. Yes, heard these guys also over the weekend.
Stolen something borrowed. Scrolled You can't holler.
Oh, you know what that means. That means I gotta collect all my stuff and get on out of here because unfortunately my time is up this week. But if all goes well, we'll be back next week at 12 o'clock. Now, I do have to say, my Halloween show will be pre-recorded. And let's hope it goes off live because I'm going to have it on the last week in October before Halloween. But I'm going to be out of state. But since we can pre-record shows still, I figured I'll do it right before Halloween that week. Last week in October. We just finished off with some Devo with Freedom of Choice. Off of the Freedom of Choice LP 1980 Warner Brothers. I believe we started off with the Peppermint Kicks with I Don't Hear a Single. From their Peppermint Kicks LP 2021 from Rum Bar Records. Saw them Saturday night and they sounded awesome. Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band with Zigzag Wanderer from the Safe as Milk LP 1967. And I don't know if you noted, but next month, in November, I just saw the trailer for it. And I knew it was coming out on Disney Plus. Unfortunately, I think I'm going to have to get Disney Plus. Is the Get Back movie and documentary with the Beatles. It's supposed to be a lot of the video that they shot during the Let It Be sessions or the Get Back sessions from the movie. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'm going to play one more Beatles song as I fade out here. But you kind of have to... It's a double shot because you just can't play the one song without playing the other song. And it's from Abbey Road. But again, I can't tell you the name of the song. But you'll figure it out once you hear it. Hopefully you've enjoyed this week's show. As I said, I'll be back next week. Make sure you check out... go on the internet there and see who's playing around because there's a lot of good bands that are now out there playing. So please support your local music. They need your help. Thanks everybody for tuning in. I am Chris. This is Strike the Box on WMFO and Memphis 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Take care, everybody. Talk to you next week.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
But we have had fun. Mad Daddy here saying thanks to you all. It's been a fun hour. I've had a ball. We'll return next week, and the way I figure this crazy wavy show's gonna be better and bigger. You can help me, frantic friend, to achieve that worthy end by whipping out a pencil or a ballpoint pen and writing to remind the management again that you dig this groove. You'd like to hear more. So show your spirit and esprit de corps. Scribble fast, scribble soon. Make a dedication, I will play your tune. Whatever you do, write to me. Mad Daddy wins. New York 23.
The Mad Daddy Show is an Alfred E. Newman production.
We now return control of your television set to you. Until next week at this same time, when the control voice will take you to...
Break the Box with Chris.
A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Whether I'm going to Johnny Foodmaster's or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.